A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. Klein Alley Show on a Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out. If you listen, if you watch, streaming on YouTube as we speak. Some people checking out the live stream for the very first time this morning. Waiting for Jake to perform that impossible sit-up. Oh, you better believe that'll be it. We'll save that for sweeps, man. That's going to bring in all the viewers. Lots to get into this hour on the show. Of course, kick things off by getting you into Coachella. Chances to win those tickets on K-Rock all day at 9, noon, 3, and 6. Just got to be the right caller. Some people have said that they have unsuccessfully tried to be caller 20 for over 2 years. Other people, I don't know how it is, but they're able to figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. They're just luckier, or they've got the timing down.
I'll never know what that's like.
Yeah, I don't know. What those of you that are serial winners, also known by the less nice term prize pigs, congratulations on your ability to game the system. And for everyone else, just keep on trying, and eventually, because we've talked to a lot of first-time winners this week, they go, it was all worth it. All worth
it's
it.
It's nice that you give a shout-out to the prize pigs.
Shout-out prize pigs!
That's your app that you endorse,
no,
right?
It's prize picks. That's very different. Promo code KROQ.
$50
off.
The tickets that you're going to get right now.
We'll get to the winner of these Coachella tickets in a moment, but someone did want to point out the parts of this show that they hate and the parts of this show that they like, and if you're a new listener, I think it's valuable you hear this.
Two of the greatest, most underrated moments that happen on the show every now and then. Okay, one is when Vanessa is getting all defensive, and then she starts getting all flustered and upset and stumbling over her words and contradicting herself. Absolutely amazing. And the other is when Jake or Johnny chime in with a joke out of nowhere, and I mean, 9 times out of 10, they're not funny, and you guys just either don't acknowledge it and keep the show going and or keep the conversation going, or it's just silence, and then you guys just move on. So good. I love that. Sweet volleyball.
Sweet volleyball to you, good sir. Thank you for the instant feedback about the show.
Everyone has a voice on this show.
Say hi to someone and make their life instantly better. Hey, Carla.
Hey, prize pig.
Hey, Carla. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Hello. Hello. You are caller 20.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
You're going to Coachella.
Oh, my gosh, I am so excited.
Green Day.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. So many others. You will be there. Hold on 1 second. You ever won before?
I have.
Great. Oh, congratulations. Shout out to you. If you want to win those tickets again, you'll have a chance again at noon, 3 and 6 right here on K-Rock. Let's give you this one from our buddy Jared Leto, huh? 30 seconds to Mars time on K-Rock. Do you have a, quote, sexy job? Apparently, the list has shifted now. In the year 2025, there is a new, quote, sexiest job. I didn't realize that this list was updated every year. And people, I guess, are changing what they used to think was, quote, a sexy job to what it is now. think we could all agree.
Still not our job on the list.
Not our job has not made the list. Arbiter of Audio is not on the is not on the list of sexiest jobs.
Should
be. But I am curious because, you know, when they actually put these lists together, right, they talk to people and they figure out what do you consider a sexy job.
Well, in some... it used to be that, like, finance Wall Street guy kind of thing was one of the top sexy jobs. Yes.
I thought it was, like, construction worker and nurse and things like that.
Interesting, because the list has changed.
List
but then it's
updated.
Also very confusing because these are not jobs that I thought were, like, hot people jobs. And I have a few in my mind that are hot people jobs.
Like, I would think anything that would be a go-to sexy Halloween costume would be a sexy job. Like, those are just sexier versions of the job that's already sexy to begin with. That's how I would think they would put this list together.
Pregnant nun is not out here.
Oh, man. Well, anyway.
Sexy pregnant nun.
Here's a serious question. Do you have a job that you consider a sexy job? Or what jobs do you consider sexy and or unsexy? Because I also think there should be a list of the unsexiest jobs.
So that we can make a list.
So that we can make a list and get that out there. Finally, hey, morning radio show host. All right, we did it. 800-520-1067. We'll come back with that. Find out if the job you have is actually sexy or not. Maybe you have to lie about the job or change jobs. We'll get to that and more next. How important is it to have a sexy job or a job that is deemed sexy? I would imagine if you've got something on your dating profile and people are like, whoa, that guy is not that great looking, but that's a sexy job. Maybe that helps points in your column. I've never had a job that is considered a, quote, sexy job. I always feel like that goes to flight attendants and pilots. I feel like they're always on top of the list. But Ali said things that are changing. And so the question we have for you right now is, do you have a sexy job? What jobs do you consider sexy? And then we'll, of course, go over this list that supposedly is... been curated to give us the official sexiest job in all of America, maybe the world.
Yeah, I'm interested if you can guess the number one. This is the top eight most attractive careers for any potential partner of any gender. And last on the list goes to something that used to be first on the list, and that is any finance position, an investor, a hedge fund manager, crap like that.
But that just means rich. I mean, that just means they have a lot of money.
An attractive job is, hey, that maybe I won't have to work someday.
Right. But
so
does that
they're on a good career path. I should date that person.
Stephanie, what do you find to be a sexy job?
I think a landscaper. My husband comes home with, you know, his landscaping outfit. He has his own business. And I just like, you know, I find it so attractive. You know, his beard just is...
No, that's your husband,
maybe he's
though.
Maybe he's the outlier, too, by the way, because my gardener, Juan, he is not an attractive guy.
That's right. Omar's never been turned on by Juan.
But he's done wonders for my azaleas.
He loves... Yeah, my hibiscus look great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's good, Stephanie. It means you're attracted to your husband.
But I can understand where you're working with your hands, and you've got a lot of tools.
But do you check out other landscapers, Stephanie, or no?
Well, yes, and this is why he made sure that he was our own landscaper, so that, you know, I don't...
Oh, he doesn't trust you on other landscapers.
Damn.
All right. Keep your hose away from my hub. I get it. All right, JR, what do you have a sexy job, you believe?
Yeah, I work a lot with my fingers.
What do you do?
I'm a data analyst.
I don't think data. I'm going to guess that's not on the list.
Data. Sexy. Well, I will say, like, nerd jobs, like tech jobs, IT, I think used to be, like, not sexy jobs, and now they are more sexy.
But I've never seen, in all of the Halloween things I've ever been to, stores, whatever, I've never seen I'm a slutty data analyst. Never seen it. It doesn't exist. It's not.
But those dudes rake in the dough, though, man.
JR, do you rake in the dough?
A decent amount. All right.
All right, pays the bills.
Nah, that's just being modest.
That's something rich people say.
Yeah, totally. Yep. I do okay for myself.
Alex, you have a sexy job, you believe?
I believe so.
What do you do?
I'm a weed delivery driver.
Oh, that's interesting. I bet you it's not on the list. I think bud tenders should be on the list. I always
Definitely.
Feel like very attractive. I've been to quite a few dispensaries, and it's very hard to find an unattractive bud tender.
So number eight was finance. Number seven was tech jobs. And data analyst is listed as one of the tech jobs.
Oh, really? Oh, congratulations, JR. You made the list.
Number six was science.
Science? That's not a job.
Well, let's give us examples.
What? Science? You mean scientist? Are you trying to say
what
scientist?
What do you do for a living? Science.
Well, well,
it says things
who
like
made this pharmacist.
Yeah. Like, well, they're doing it in terms of like fields.
Okay.
Like so, finance, tech, science.
Got it. So you work in science, and that's considered sexy because yeah. you're supposed to be smart,
a
I guess.
A chemist, a researcher, a pharmacist, things like that. Then number
I don't like the direction we're going.
Yeah, I don't either. These are getting real too smart. When do we get like the dumb jobs?
Right.
I don't think there are any dumb jobs on here. Number five is anything Allie. In the business world, like marketing or sales.
Can a scientist hit a button that does this like I can? Bet they can't. I bet they can't.
Analyze that, bitch.
Yeah. How sexy am I? I work with my fingers.
Come on, let's get another one.
All right. I'm in my horn tap. I got a horn tap. Here's another
ladies,
one.
You boned up?
Yeah. Gotta get them horny.
Hey, science, listen to this. Yeah.
We stand corrected.
Guess I'm in data
take
analyst,
that, science.
Too. That's right.
Law was number four, so lawyers, police officers, et cetera, anybody in the law category. Then number three was emergency response, so firefighters, EMTs, yeah. ER doctors, nurses, et cetera.
I assume firefighters would be there, especially now. But always, I mean, they think about jobs that were always sexy. I mean,
we have
always
a firefighter who listens to the show, and on the YouTube stream, he was saying he slays.
I bet he does.
He was like, I don't even have to try.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I wonder how little I could volunteer as a firefighter to get some of that rub. Get some of that shine. Right, you guys need someone that can
you
hit this.
Save lives. You want this?
Firefighter.
It's better than a siren. Number two is anything in education. So there you go. Klein, sexy teacher. Things like that.
Anything, but that's considered
sexy tutor.
Sexy job. I wonder, I understand, that seems like also gender specific. Actually, no, I think women like the English. I feel like a guy
who reads. Hot guys reading was like a huge thing on social media for a while.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I read comic books.
Would just sell, no, not comic books. It was like men on the subway reading Great Expectations, and girls would take pictures and be like, oh, my God, this guy.
Jesus. And how about guys waiting for whatever book that is to be turned into a movie and then watching the movie of the book?
Guys watching movies of books is not a thing.
That's mom waiting for my time to shine.
Number one was healthcare. So doctors, surgeons, nurses, therapists, which is my wife's profession.
Once again, rich. It's people that make a lot of money. Doctors,
no,
surgeons.
No, because you're also making money, but you also like save lives and help people. But I was surprised that chef was not on this list, because of all the people that I've dated, chef I think was the hottest job, because you get home and they're all cooking for you, and then they're like, let me teach you how to thump a melon, and then you're like, here's how you flambe a banana, and you're like, ooh, I'm sucked in.
Oh man, I just lost him. We had a chef on the phone that was claiming that he has a sexy job, but we know Vanessa's into the chefs, loves the chefs.
Right, Vanessa?
Yeah, I agree. Chefs are sexy. And they can cook.
I would say like anything fitness or yoga or, you know, something in that profession as well is really sexy.
When you think sexy chef, Vanessa, you're talking like Mario Batali?
I don't know who that is. I'm thinking someone that's creating something delicious for me to eat.
Look up Mario Batali and Emeril Lagasse and tell me which one is sexier.
How do you spell this?
Let's see how long it takes Vanessa to get
say
either
it one
of
more
shit.
Time, Mario what?
Mario Batali.
Mario what?
Look him up. Is that
Mario?
Is that your style of sexy chef?
Batali.
Or, I'll give you the option, that or Emeril Lagasse.
Oh my gosh, only pasta came out for Mario Batali.
Oh, that's a better.
But you know what? I love pasta, so yeah. I'm sure he's sexy.
I believe it. All right.
Looks like his hair's made
there's
pasta.
A quote from Vanessa, Mario Batali is sexy. Go ahead,
I only got
that.
Pasta in the search.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show about to get out of here. Nicole Alvarez is roaming the hall. She'll be in here in a few moments with more Coachella tickets for you and 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock, let's do some takeaways from today's show. Oh, by the way, today we got a bonus pod to bring you. Showtime, Klein Alley Showtime. Totally raw, uncensored. Here's a review of our most recent episode.
The Showtime was like super good. It was like one of the best Showtimes you guys did in like such a long time. They're all good, but this past Showtime was like a really good Showtime.
Yeah, the show continues.
I don't even remember what it was.
I don't either.
I like to block those out completely, don't
you? I think we say way too much. We share way too much because we just assume it's not on K-Rock, so no one's really listening, and then some people listen. And anyway, if you want to check out the bonus pod, we're going to go do that down the hall, and that'll be posted a little bit later this morning. Greatly appreciate those of you that have subscribed already. Download the podcast, even if you listen to us live. It all helps. And those of you that have checked out the YouTube, those numbers continuing to grow. So please check that out. Share with a friend. Invite some other people to this weird world that we've created here on K-Rock in the Mornings. All right, Allie, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
All right, lots of takeaways this morning. 714, my takeaway is Klein Alley Show, not quite as popular as Jackie and Shadow.
God damn, those Eagles are back again. Just when I thought we had them beat.
Come on, we'll beat them. I think they're up to like 18,000 views right now.
Sons of bitches.
Just watching the Eagles sit there. 562, my takeaway is Buzz Balls are the breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
That was we got to get that recipe.
Recipe from second
Two glasses Cindy. Of wine and a second Buzz Ball.
And a Buzz Ball. She'll be at our party on Friday.
She'll be driving.
Yeah, she'll be there. She will not be driving. I hope she's not driving.
424, my takeaway is Allie is going full Dirty Sanchez.
She sure is, all show long.
213, my takeaway is some nights you're so drunk you don't remember if you drank or not.
Mm-hmm.
510, my takeaway is if I ever get a Komodo dragon, I'm definitely naming it Spike.
Great takeaway.
And 213, my takeaway is if it fits in, put it in, with or without friction.
Yeah, what a heated petty claims court today. You can check out all those things we talked about and know what the hell we're talking about. If you don't know the context, check out the full show wherever you get your podcast, Klein Alley Show, or just search K-Rock and maybe we'll come up.
And
all right.
424 said my takeaway is bird sex is immaculate, like Jesus.
That's how birds do it. Jake, you got a takeaway?
Yeah, Allie versus the New York Times is headed to the Supreme Court.
Woo!
Omar Khan, do you have a takeaway? I'm a handicap. That's not a takeaway. That's a clip from today's show.
Why did you say
it? I don't remember saying that. I don't like it. All right, Omar, I'm a handicap. I see you with that, and I raise you this.
Oh, damn it. Come on.
This was Omar practicing his...
Now play what Klein's playing now over your song.
I'm a handicap.
Oh, God.
All right, I don't like it. I don't stand by that guy.
That's the problem.
Omar will debut his first actual clarinet performance tomorrow.
Do you really want that for another entire break, man?
Well, this was you practicing.
Yeah,
we haven't
that was good.
We haven't heard you actually play the real clarinet yet.
That's me playing, dude.
Well, tomorrow is your day to really perform. One and done.
Oh, my God. All right.
What is your all right, everyone's done with takeaways? Al, you got one, or are we out of here?
My takeaway is get yourself to an IKEA to get the latest murder dresser.
Murder Mom is what it's called. All right, have a great day. Do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. In the meantime, find us on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT, Instagram, everything else, at Klein Alley Show, and the bonus pod dropping shortly. All right, take us out, Omar. Here we go.
They feel that that you know they feel that that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.